Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Act Like a Man podcast. I am Dennis, I'm your host, and last week we had our discussion with best-selling author and development coach Jason Law, and nabitin po tayo dun sa 5 regrets of the dying, and we were only able to discuss 3 regrets, and we're going to jump off to the last 2 regrets. But before that, Jason, kamusta?
Yeah, well, Happy New Year! January, New Year's resolution time na hindi naman natutupad. So instead of thinking of a New Year's resolution, magandang topic to para yung perspective natin sa buhay mabago.
Okay, what we want to do is to give you an option that you don't need to live a regretful life, but rather have a regret-free life. Mm-hmm. And so Jason and I were talking about the 5 regrets of the dying. This is based on a book, and he's taking on his personal take on that book and just some of the experiences that we have along the way to address yung mga regrets ng mga dying, no? So we've discussed the 3 regrets. Let's now jump off to the last 2 regrets of the dying. So ano ba yon, yung last 2?
Ito mukhang maraming tatamaan dito sa second, no? Yung I wish I hadn't worked so hard.
Yun. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Okay. Hindi ba maraming tatamaan paano yung mga tamad?
Well, ano siya eh, yung concept niya, no? Marami kasi sa atin, we are working hard, pero hindi natin na-enjoy yung work natin kasi nakatingin lang tayo either sa results. Kasi pag sa results tayo nakatingin, we won't be fulfilled in life eh. Dahil there will be other people who have more results than us. So minsan, nakafocus lang tayo sa results, dun sa achievements. Hindi natin nakikita yung purpose behind it. Can you relate to that?
Yeah. Oo. So, ikaw workaholic eh. Diba? Dati. Hindi ko lang ngayon. No. Ako I'm trying to as to the best of my ability, I'm trying to slow down. No, like kaya nga sabi ko sa iyo, itong Act Like a Man, pang 100 plus episode pa lang pero magto 2.5 years na ata to. Because dati pre-pressure ko every week meron ganyan, ganyan. Hanggang punong-puno na yung kalendaryo ko, may trabaho pa ako. So I have to learn how to stop and I have to, you know, just say no to many things. No, kasi nga ayoko rin na alam mo 'yon, punong-puno ka pero pagod ka. Tapos ang dami mong regret kasi nga, pagod ka na, wala ka ng time sa misis mo, sa anak mo, or sa trabaho mo. Hmm. Sa daming extracurricular activities. Ikaw, ano bang ano sa'yo? Struggle ba to sobra sa'yo?
Akin yung struggle na parang yesterday I had a talk for people who are in sales. And I asked them this question. Who among you, even if you work so hard, and then you have accomplished something of a big deal, but after a day or so, you feel like wala kang nagawa. Parang back to zero na naman. Na you have to do things all over again. And a lot of people said yes, na nararamdaman rin nila yan. Yung tipong nakafocus kasi tayo really on what we will achieve without enjoying the process. Mm. Right? Diba? Success is a journey. And the journey is enjoying the process. Dahil minsan, because we're focusing on the goal, on the finish line, we don't enjoy when we are in the moment. And I think that's one of the biggest fallacies of success.
Yeah.
You know, ito, no? This is really heart-wrenching as well. And I've shared some heart-wrenching stories last week. This guy, his name is John. And John was about to pass. He's around almost 80 years old. And then si Bronnie, the author, she, for those who didn't listen last week, she was in palliative care, meaning she took care of the dying. Kaya 5 regrets of the dying. So, yung si John, he invited Bronnie to go out with him. Paano lang, friendly lang, parang to have lunch. Tapos sabi niya, well, I hope you don't mind. Would it be okay if you don't have a pink dress? Is it okay for me to buy you a pink dress? No, she declined because she already has a pink dress. So she wore it during their lunch date. Tapos dun sa kabilang table, pagdating nila, nakita niya yung mga barkada niya. Ni John nandun. Parang pinagmamalaki niya na, oh, maganda yung ano, yung nag-aalaga sa akin. You know, just friendly, ano. Tapos sabi niya, ito yung condition, ha. They cannot go to our table unless we are finished with lunch. And this man is siguro in his, like, 1 or 2 weeks na lang yung taning ng buhay niya. Yung story ni John, he didn't want to retire. His status, his identity was so attached to his status, to his achievements, and he is a go-getter. He's an achiever. And his wife was pleading for him to retire. They have more than enough. Until one time, he was convinced by his wife with one condition, one more year. So, yung wife niya was so happy, finally. She was meeting travel agents every week, planning. And then after 3 months,
parang alam ko saan mapunta to.
Yeah. Yung ganun nga. His wife felt something sa back niya. Tapos, at first, hindi nila pinansin. And after a few days of that pain lingering, she had a checkup. They found out she's dying.
Oh.
John immediately retired. His wife's name is Margaret. And yung 3 months na left with his wife, hindi sila nakapag-travel kasi hindi na kaya ng wife niya. And all of the things that he worked for, it's all for nothing.
Mm. Yeah. Grabe. Alam mo, Jason, minsan talaga, ako naman nakatikim na ako ng meron at nakatikim ako ng wala. But at the end of the day, sobrang, I think the pressures that we put on ourselves because of what the world says,
yeah,
di ba? Yung kailangan ganito yung amount ng pera mo, dapat ganito yung damit mo. I've been decluttering for the past 1 week already the house, and I'm trying to clean up. This is now my warehouse, no? But I'm trying to, I've sold so many stuff on Facebook, as in we've donated boxes of clothes already.
Wow.
And then dito ko na realize kasi when we decided December we're going to declutter, I look at my closet and I look at some of the clothes there that has not been used for the past 2 years.
Aray ko.
Di ba sabi ko, oh my, dami kong damit. And I had to let go of stuff. I had to let go of things. And then I realized this. Ito yung alam ko masyadong elementary to, no? Pero alam natin, pero hindi natin alam. Alam mo yon? Yung, yeah, that's so basic. Technically, Jason, how many shirts do I really need to wear? Hmm. How many shorts? How many socks? How many underwear? How many shoes? I let go. No sacred shirt. Kahit na yung favorite kong ano, wala na. Yung boxer na pagsuot mo, parang wala kang boxer, gano'n. Ni-let go ko na. No? It's just learning how to, yung mga socks mong pagsinuot mo, kumakati yung paa mo, letting go. I'm letting go. I know that's my favorite socks, but I'm letting go because may mga gift pa sa akin dito na never ko binuksan. Now I've opened it up and I've limited it to just around 10 to 12 days of clothing.
Hmm.
And alam mo, pag binubuksan ko yung cabinet ko ngayon, sobra akong, may, tama yung sabi ni Marie Kondo eh. It sparks a lot of joy. That I don't need a lot of stuff. Right? And for so many people, it's they work so hard for what? Ano ba? Di ba?
Yeah.
And I hope COVID taught us this. This pandemic taught us. Ano ba? Ano ba talaga kailangan natin para maging masaya? Di ba? Simple lang naman talaga ang buhay. Bakit ka masyado nag-o-ogre time?
No? Proud na proud ako sa sarili ko.
Oh,
hilig ako sa sapatos, di ba?
Oh.
Magto-2 years na akong hindi bumibili ng sapatos.
Yun.
Hindi pala magto-2 years. Two years na. My last was January 2020.
Wow. Proud of you, bro. I know you're a shoe addict.
Come on. Hindi ako shoe addict, pero I buy shoes.
Ah, okay. For at your level, you're not among the shoe addicts. You're not.
But yeah.
For somebody who like me na hindi mahilig sa sapatos, actually ikaw nagbigay ng sapatos sa akin, so thank you so much sa mga paambon dyan. May mga iba pinamigay ko na rin dahil di ko na nga kailangan. Ilan bang sapatos ang kailangan mo talaga? So natuto na rin ako, and I think this creates more freedom for us. And I think that's something that I'm trying to attain now, yung goal, the freedom to become more simple. Ang hirap, no, to be set free from materialism and to live a very simple life.
Yeah. And you know, since I speak and I have relationships with some of my clients, some of them have become good friends, and behind the scenes you see people who are very, 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 very successful. Very successful. And yet deep down you know that they are not happy.
Hmm.
Tapos meron din mga yung they have prioritized work over everything else, to the point na it sacrificed their relationships with their family, relationships with friends, hindi nila na prioritize yon. So, yun yung sinasabi ng book, no, na yung working is not bad, of course. It's very good. It keeps us healthy, keeps us active, pero kailangan alam natin yung purpose kung bakit tayo nagtatrabaho. And alam natin yung priorities natin to keep that in mind so that our work will be aligned to our purpose. And it will be aligned to everything else that's important in our life.
Wow. Ikaw, how have you adjusted from Kasi sometimes even at home, even though you're not working, your mind is working.
Yeah.
Ano bang ano mo? Meron ka bang mga best practices dyan? Well, or baka sabi ni Kat, naku, wag si Jason tanungin mo dyan.
Maling tao. Hindi credible to. Bagyan ng topic. Siguro yung sa akin, I have learned to be more, I guess, yung stop comparing yourself to others. Mm. Yun. A long time ago, I think more than a decade ago, I asked one of my friends who's very successful, and I asked him, do you ever compare yourself to others?
Did you ask me that?
Hindi ikaw. Kasi ikaw, close to the infinity max friend. So, hindi ikaw yun. Iba pa yun. Di, tinanong ko siya, sabi niya, yes, I do. Sabi ko, how do you overcome it? And he told me, well, it's a daily thing. It will never disappear eh. Kasi ba't ba tayo nagwo-work? Sa totoo lang, kaya naman tayo nagwo-work, inisip natin, una, for money. Kailangan natin. Pero pag nandun ka na sa point na you earned your first million, you want your second, you want your third, you want your 10th, 20th million. And it will come to a point na how much is enough? How much is enough? By the way, dun sa mga tamad, ibang topic naman yun sa atin. although, kanina may nabasa ako eh. Sabi niya, huwag niyo sabihin na pag mahirap tamad. Hindi naman lahat na mga mahihirap tamad. Wala lang silang opportunity. And that's true also. Oh, that's another true. Topic for another day.
I read that also. I think it's a common friend that we have.
Yeah. So, yung nag-work tayo, minsan, ganun yung ano eh, yung nangyayari. I know some people who didn't stop working. They have so much money. They can retire already. And yet, they weren't able to enjoy what they have. Mm-hmm. Ito, nakakalungkot, no? Meron akong isang friend. Actually, hindi friend, relative. Tapos, he found out na bumili ako ng TV. And this was years ago. TV na flat screen. Tapos, tinatanong niya sa akin, how much ko nabili, ganyan. Okay, sinabi ko sa kanya. Tapos, I found out na meron din pala siyang flat screen TV na binili niya a year ago. And I found out from his wife na yung flat screen TV niya, hindi niya masyadong ginagamit. Ginagamit lang nila kapag mga magagandang movies talaga. Kung hindi, nanonood sila dun sa isang maliit na TV lang nila. Weird, di ba?
No comment.
I think my relative's not listening right now, so I pray na hindi nakikinig. No? But, you know, grabe. After one year, he died.
Yeah. It's a sad life. Not to he died. Be able, yeah.
Imagine, ah. Grabe. So, tragic stories like that.
Yeah.
Yun. That's regret. Parang nagiging curse, no? Yung pag you become a slave to work.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Kaya, ayan. Yun.
Hanap buhay, hindi hanap patay.
Yun. Galing doon, ha?
Diba? So, anong regret number one?
Ito regret number one, I believe that many of our listeners, especially if you are young, you would relate to this. And for those who are a bit older, okay, I guess it's not too late. The regret is I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. So to boil it down, it talks about courage. Mm. It talks about courage.
How does that apply to you? Like, may mga pressures ka ba dati na, oh, you have to live this way and not, yeah.
Yeah, kasi for example, yung mga gusto magnegosyo, takot na takot magnegosyo kasi mawawalan sila ng pera. Pero kung titignan mo, pera lang naman yan eh. Kikitain mo rin naman yan. Aralin mo mabuti yung negosyo, check mo. Tapos, make wise decisions. Don't start a business na you can't afford. Start small. Diba? Iba kasi gusto, malaki ka agad. Pero pag nalugi yan, the worst thing that can happen to you is you will learn from it and then you move on. Mm. Magkakaroon ka ng experience. So sa akin, ang prayer ko before, no, I was praying to God, parang ano ba yung purpose ko sa buhay. And there was parang a whisper, not audibly, no, but in my heart, na parang sinasabi niya, Jason, you won't be a comfortable, you won't live a comfortable life. You would always live a life that would require courage. So, all throughout my life, it was like that. Imagine, I hated speaking. Alam mo to, yung magkasama tayo sa church. Sa mga nakikinig, boss ko po si Pastor Dennisy when I became a pastor for 3 years. I didn't want to preach. Imagine. I said, I'm a discipleship pastor. I will just be behind the scenes. I'm happy with this. But what happened? You know, Jason, kulang tayo sa preachers. Kailangan ka mag-preach ng ganitong time. So I was preaching every week. I don't like that. And years ago, ayoko mag-speak. At 21 years old, nilalagay nila ako sa unahan. Kasi ako yung pinakabata. I was part of a direct selling company to be able to reach out to the younger audience. And then after that, nag-start ng business. Pati yung pagpapastor, ayoko magpastor. Parang, hello, tawag yung mga sa akin dati, di ba? Suntok sa buwan. Na with my profile, kumbaga, nasa marketplace ako. It's highly unlikely. And then yung pastor na ako, I was comfortable already. After that, oh, ito Jason, mag-author ka. Remember yung nagsulat ako ng libro? You were one of the people who really encouraged me. Sabi niya sa akin ni Pastor Dennis, bro, yung libro ko lalabas na. Ilan yung ano mo, ipiprint mo? I don't know if you remember this. Sabi ko, siguro mga 300. Sabi mo sa akin, ha? 300? Ang baba naman ang tingin mo sa sarili mo. Taasan mo naman yung pangarap mo. Sabi ko, sige, 500. Konti pa din yan, taasan mo. And I, yung first release ko was around 3,000. And I didn't believe that 300 people would buy my book. And today, through God's grace, more than 150,000 already have grabbed a copy of my book.
Nahiya naman ako.
Pero, magsalita yung ano, best-selling author. Pero, nagsimula siya sa ganung place. So, kung ganun lang, until now, I still have a lot of things na I need courage. And I believe that until the day we die, courage is gonna be a big part of our life.
Nice. Anong advice mo sa mga taong, you know, you talk about courage, like, what's your advice for people who are fearful to live the life God has called them to live?
With fear, may tinatawag tayo na desensitization eh. In other words, ako kasi, I have allergies, di ba? Takot ako sa injection dati. As in, takot na takot ako. Yung bata ako, kinakagat ko yung sleeve ng mom ko pagkatabi ko. Injection na, hindi ako nakatingin. Nagkaroon ng isang time na nag-skin test ako. This was like, I think when I was around 13 years old. Yung skin test, i-injectionan ka mga 20 times. So yung first, second, third. Pagdating na mga 5th, 6th, 7th, para sige na, para matapos na. And after that, nawala yung takot ko sa injection. Pag kinukunan ako ng dugo injection, gusto ko nakatingin ako para alam ko kung tuturukin na ako, masakit. So, if you're afraid of something, expose yourself to that very thing that you're afraid of. And slowly but surely, eventually, you will realize that it's just part of your imagination. Yeah. And then, one day, you're gonna be big enough to conquer
so,
that.
Parang
fear.
Face your fear talaga. No other way out but to face it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's big. That's big for many of us to face our fear. No, and lahat po tayo meron tayong ganun. Pero nga, magre-regret kayo. Yung mga what if, no? Paano kaya pagkainan ako talaga, no? If I just followed that urge to do that, but then I chose not to because I was afraid. Sabi nga ng favorite author ko si Seth Godin, no?
Kala ko, Jason Lo. Grabe naman to.
Sorry, ah. Okay, number two ko lang.
Okay. Okay, at least number two. Kanina, after yung very, very good friend ko, kala ko naman. Okay.
Then, favorite ko rin yun. Sabi si Seth Godin, di ba, playing safe is actually dangerous. No, parang safe is boring. Safe will get you nowhere. And you can play it safe. No? And ako, that's why I like taking risks. And that's why I try to innovate because being safe gets you nowhere. No? And the courage that you talk about is something that we all need. And sana meron po kayong mga kaibigan tulad ni Jason na tutulungan kayo how to live a more courageous life. No? And I really thank you for that. No? I think we pushed each other years ago when we were young and restless.
Hey, we're still young. Sobra naman to.
I think we're just restless. Diba? Nung ano pa tayo, nung early 30s natin, out to prove to the world. Grabe. But then we push each other. I think that made us better. And I think we need people like that who'll help us. As what I said, may tahi-tahi tong limang regret. No? It's the relationships that you surround yourself with. May ganun ka bang mga relationships sa buhay mo?
Yeah. The old saying na tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are.
Hindi ba may bagong saying yan?
Ano?
Tell me who your friends are and I'll contact trace you.
Pwede. Magagamit ko yan bukas.
Bayaran mo. Yan yung mga sinasabi ko sa'yo. Ang dami kong bala, ikaw gumagamit. So binabayaran ka ako, hindi.
Pero you get all the love naman. And yun. Ano, diba?
Pahingin na sushi.
Oo. yung, eto mas matindi. Tell me who your friends are. And I will tell you your future.
Wow.
So, yung for all of the listeners and viewers, you know, if you summon courage, you will never regret it. I've lost my business. At one point, I've lost everything. And Pastor Dennis knows that. Dumating ako sa point na talagang manganak yung wife ko, walang-wala talaga kami. If I will go back in time, I won't change a single thing. At the end of our lives, you will never regret those things that you have failed on, those things that you have, material things that you've lost because you took courage. But what will haunt you are the things that you didn't do. You regretted that you didn't try, you didn't do it because you were afraid.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's a good way to end the podcast.
You know, I just want to share one last story, you know, yung sa Five Regrets of the Dying. And one of her final clients, Bronnie Ware, the author, he actually, grabe, yung buhay niya sobrang tragic. But when she first met him, he keeps on mentioning, I lived a good life. I lived a good life. I lived a good life. And then when she was talking to the guy, he shared that they had four children. And then yung eldest niya namatay. Tapos yung second, yung youngest naman niya, hindi nakayanan, nasiraan ang ulo. Dati yung wala pang mental health eh, more of ipapasok talaga sa mental institution. So hindi niya na nakita yung anak niya na matino. Tapos yung wife niya, after that, his wife died in her 40s. This guy, he worked so hard, so to numb the pain and everything. And then, after that, nakita niya yung buhay niya na it's really about our choices. The choice to be happy. And he considered himself, he lived the good life in spite of all of those experiences, those heartaches, ang pinakamasakit sa lahat. And I won't even wish this to, I don't have enemies, but I won't wish this to anyone. And if there's an enemy, I won't wish it to them. Namamatay ang anak. Yun yung isa sa mga pinakamasakit sa lahat eh. Pero he experienced that. And he changed his perspective of being grateful every day. Na every day that we live our life, there is an opportunity to be thankful for it. In fact, nakita natin yung COVID right now. Every day is a blessing. Every day is a blessing. May mga kausap tayo ng friends natin, after a few weeks, wala na pala sila. So, even those things na we spoke to them, our loved ones, the time we spent with them, all those things, we treasure and not take for granted. There's so much blessings out there. Be grateful for what you have.
Alright. What a way to end this podcast. Grabe. I'm thankful to for a friend like you. I know you're a guest. I know you're an expert. But more than that, you're my friend, bro.
Naku.
So, maraming salamat talaga for guesting here. I know this would help tremendously a lot of people. Pagka looking back, I think good for us to reflect on the lessons that we've discussed here, the conversations that we have here. This would help us make the right decisions and even craft a different year. No? Na iba yung maging year plan mo 2022. How can I make this better? How can I have a regret-free life? How can I guard itong mga relationships na meron ako ngayon? Or who do I need to connect to this year? And who should I build deeper with this year? Right? And all of that would require us to slow down, not work too much, di ba? Except sa mga tamad, time to work, no? But all these five regrets in the past 2 weeks that we've discussed, I think, would enrich our lives, no? We can learn from the mistakes of others, no? And I think that's the most wisest thing to do, no? Alamin mo na yung mga pagkakamali ng iba at saka yung regret ng iba and craft a new life this year for all of us. Now, before we end, Jason, where can we find you? How can people connect with you?
Please follow me on my social media handles. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Jason Lo. My name is spelled J-A-Y-S-O-N, L-O. And my podcast, half pa lang ng episodes ng Act Like a Man. And well, nakakapagod mag-podcast eh, no? But it's fulfilling, especially if there are people who would message you. Kaya kung na-appreciate niya si Pastor Dennis, please message him sa kanyang email or social media handles if you appreciate the episodes of Act Like a Man, because it goes a long way for us content creators. So my podcast is The Unique Life, that's spelled Y-O-U, Unique Life. And it's about unboxing life and the wonders of our personality. And maraming salamat for having me. As much as you call me a good friend, you're very much the same to me. And yeah, we've been through a lot as well. And I treasure those moments, my brother.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason. And again, please do follow his podcast, The Unique Life. And also, if this has blessed you, please like, subscribe here sa Spotify. Pwede ba? Jason, alam mo ba tong bago na to? And we would really appreciate those who are listening to us on Spotify. Meron na pong ranking dyan. Pwedeng pakipindot yung star and give us a 5-star ranking if this has blessed you. If you're listening in iTunes, please leave a review. This would help us be noticed more and get the word out that we have a podcast. And to our YouTube followers, mga subscribers sa YouTube, thank you so much. Also, please share this to your friends. Trying to be on YouTube now more and not just on Spotify. So hopefully, this will be something new for us this year. We're taking the risk and innovating again. Diba? Kasi ayaw mo nga ng regret. So thank you so much, Jason. And to everyone out there, God bless you. To all the men, continue to act like men. God bless.